From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. FBI Chief James Comey told a Senate panel that he agonized over disclosing new information into Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server before the election after investigators cleared her of wrongdoing. Comey added it makes him mildly nauseous to think his agency may have impacted Donald Trump winning the election.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an election so it won't affect the outcome. On Tuesday, Hillary Clinton partly blamed her loss on Comey's announcement. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle what senior officials described as the number one national security priority for the U.S., North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. When foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, gather on Thursday here in Washington, a senior State Department official told VOA that Washington is urging the Southeast Asian countries to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Many nations from this bloc have developed diplomatic relations with the reclusive and rogue regime. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President